It is 8 to 7, the wake-up call with, Shane Hogan on microphone two. I better explain, Shane Hogan is the boss, and you're in here early. There's a worry.
Yeah, your last day, Bruce.
I was always in fear of you saying that to me, but under the circumstances, it's okay. It's under controlled circumstances.
Yeah, it's nice to say it when you actually pick the day yourself, isn't it, Bruce?
Indeed, I did. Yes.
On this day, Bruce Lees finishes Central Victoria,
yes.
In Central Victoria, as a voice.
Oh, here's trouble. Dan Brewer's just come crashing in the studio. Oh, gosh. Now, where's microphone three? Yeah, there we go. I could push that button too.
Keep talking with Shane.
Oh, okay. Yes. So you were saying?
I was saying, how do you feel?
Now it's starting to get on my shoulders a bit of what I've done. I'm going to be unemployed on Monday and listening to this radio program with Ali filling in the shoes. That's going to be a bit odd. And the do that we had last night, thanks, boss, at the Shamrock. That was pretty good.
It was a lot of fun, Bruce, wasn't it?
It was. And I had a short speech. It would have only gone for 40 minutes.
Don't think everybody else felt like that.
Yeah. And yes,
I'm amazed it's not. You didn't actually finish up. I was going to say last night you just could have just rolled into here following your speech last night.
Well, by the time I got to sleep, I just about did.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Did you roll out of the Metropole?
I left the Shamrock with my wife under controlled circumstances. Thank you very much.
So you went straight home.
Went straight home, but after
via Kangaroo Flat and Epsom and everywhere else, have a bit of a party.
A bit of a stagger up View Street last night, was it?
Yeah, there might be more of a party tonight, I think, in the Lees household, as we say, wow, I can sleep in tomorrow morning. I'll mention it, though. I was presented with some wonderful things from Grant Broadcasters, ultimately, and that is a mounted gold record.
Framed, Bruce.
Framed. Gold record with a little plaque on
Get
the bottom
right,
there.
Bruce.
And I think you posted that on Facebook, didn't
I
you?
I did.
So,
someone did.
And if you want to look at that, I'm very proud of that. Mm. Also, a bottle of great grandfather Penfold's port. Grandfather port is pretty good. Great grandfather. Whoa.
And I thought it was appropriate.
Yeah, well, I had to hide that because everyone was looking and saying, oh, this would be nice at the end of the night. No, not this night, it won't be. And I also received earlier on the Christmas function what would you call that? A radio part is the best way to describe it, mounted by our engineer David Collins, which I'm very proudly displaying in my study at the moment. So I've done pretty well, taking all sorts of things home from work that I'm allowed to.
It's only taken you 38 years for people to appreciate you, Bruce. It's fantastic.
If it had been 1 year earlier, we probably wouldn't have done all this.
Oh, wouldn't you have?
Nah.
Because I wouldn't have quite cracked the 30 years in Bendigo. It's been pretty good working with you. Not bad, anyway.
Definitely had fun, Bruce.
Absolutely.
You took over the reins back in 2014, pretty much when we took on the name of Gold as distinct from the predecessor. And, what leaps and bounds we've made, even our own T-shirts.
It's a polo, Bruce. Come on. Get with the program.
That's what happens at our meetings. I go and see the boss. I say, blah, 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 blah. And he says, get it right, Bruce. It's such and such. But just before we go to the ad break, I'm going to swing this around a little.
Are you?
And surprise you with something.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah. The 1st of February 2019, which is today's date, is an important day for you.
It sure is. My youngest son starts school today, so yeah. I'll never forget your last day on air, Bruce.
but that's going to be a funny thing. All this free, you've got two sons and a daughter.
Correct.
And Tiger's the youngest.
Tiger's the youngest.
I remember you, we can do the maths. It was just about 5 years ago that you brought Tiger in. He was just a baby. Sure. With this big smile. He reminded me of you. Even then, oh, gosh, you can see who's
son. Isn't he a lucky chap?
And now, just in those years, to see him running in and saying hello to us all, because he's always been so shy, I don't believe, and he's going to primary school and he's your youngest, so that means you and Adele are free people.
Well, I'm not sure if I'll ever be free with Adele. She will find something for me to do, I can assure you.
Well, you're on record as to saying that. So, and what do you reckon? We got the boss on, Daniel.
Well, I think it's fantastic. It's only, as you say, taken from 2014.
To come on air with Bruce.
I figured last night, and I did actually say this a couple of times to the point people were saying, oh, is he saying that again, that I've got a fair bit of sick leave up. It would be great to ring up the boss at 4:30 in the morning and say, oh, that show that we had last night was a bit long. Could you come in and do the shift?
Yeah, Bruce, the coffee shop wasn't open. I wouldn't have been here.
Well, I know what you like before coffee, and that's a scary thing. No, really, especially on such an important morning like this, Shane, where you've got your family priorities, it's great that you got up at such a screamingly early hour of the morning, came into work, and just before we go on the break, this is the second time you've done that. No, the second time you came in screamingly early to work, you might want to say the first time.
Oh, when you forgot your keys in a drawer, Bruce, and locked yourself out, and all of a sudden it was up to me to make sure the studio was open for you.
And you were so nice about it, too.
Never forget it. It's only been like 4 years, 9 months, and 2 days or something.
Yeah, well, you always remind me of it, so I thought I'd mention it before you. Thanks, boss, for being terrific. You are. And, I'll miss those sales meetings. We have national news, local news coming up. If you'd like to give us a call, 5444 1071.